Daja hao, hello everybody, my name's Jack, and today I'm joined again by The Sunny.
The Sunny. Hi guys, this is Sunny from Morning English, and welcome back to our channel.
大家好，我是早安英文的阿朗，欢迎大家收听今天的节目。
So Jack, before we start, I'd like to teach you a new slang.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's gone viral on the internet, isn't it?
Chinese slang?
Yeah, Chinese.
Okay, cool, go on.
So it has something to do with call.C-A-L-L.
Oh, okay. Good.
So it's 打 call.
打 call.
打 call.
打 call. Like hit.
Hit. Yes, hit.
Hit. So what does it, what does it, what does it mean?
Can you guess it?
打 call.
打 call. It's maybe, like, maybe,
I don't like you.
I don't like you.
Yo, I want to beat you up. I don't know.
It has nothing to do with beat someone up. 其实这个、最近在网上有一个非常流行的一个、一个怎么说呢，流行语吧，叫做打 call。 为什么什么打 call、So this 打 call、
yeah.
actually means that you cheer for someone.
Yeah, 加油加油，打 call 打 call.
Yes, 加油加油，打 call 打 call.
打 call 打 call， 阿郎有打 call。打 call 打 call， 有阿郎打 call。
No, it's like为阿郎打 call，
为阿郎打 call， OK，
it means that you
打 call 打 call， 为阿郎打 call，
cheer for me，
OK， I'm just gonna say 加油，
加油。好啦，今天既然我们已经聊到了这个 call， C A L L 这个非常简单的单词，我们就来一起看一看它的一些用法。虽然说是一些非常简单的一些用法，但是也有很多人在实际的运用中是说错了的。那么他们到底是应该怎样用呢？我们继续往下看吧。如果你想查看更多学习笔记和学习资料，请微信、微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以看到啦。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。
Okay, so we're going to take a look at some of the things you should say when using the phone. Alright, so first up, we're going to talk about what you should say when you want to ask somebody to call you.
打给我电话。
对， so you should say, give me a call at this number.
如果说我们想要别人打电话给我们，而且是要打到一个很明确的一个号码的时候，应该说 give me a call at this number, 要用到 at 这一个介词。当然说，如果说打电话给某人，也可以很简单的说 call me, call you,I'm gonna call you later,、
yeah.
I'm gonna call him later, 直接说 call me, call you 也可以，但是如果是要接一个很明确的号码，一定要说 at.
Yeah, so you should avoid saying, please call my cell phone, and you should instead say, call me on my cell phone.
这个地方也要注意一下，如果说给我打给我手机、给我的这个手机号码打电话，而不 是直接说 call my cell phone, 这样是不对的，应该是 call meOn my cell phone, 要通过这样一个介词 on, 通过手机打给我才是对的。
And just one more thing on that, you can also say, give me a ring on my phone.
然后还有一个比较简单的用法是 give me a ring on my cell phone.On my cell phone, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, no, on
my phone or cell phone 都可以，就是说给我的这个电话或者是手机、让它响一下，就是说打给我，也是这个意思。Call me or give me a ring on my phone 都可以哦，都可以，
都可以。Right, so when you want someone to give you a call when you are at work, be sure to say this and do not say call me in the office. So you
call
should say
call me in the office.
Yeah, yeah, don't say that.
So what does this mean?
Well, if you say call me in the office, it kind of implies that you are in the office. You should wait until you are in the office.
Oh, I am in the office. Yeah,
yeah.
Call, right?
Yeah, it's just a weird grammar thing. So you should say call me when I'm at work.
When I'm at work,
yeah.
Right? So when you say call me in the office, it can be a little bit confusing, right?
Yeah, it's usually gotten over, but just for, if you want to be perfect in your grammar, you should be saying this.
Perfect in grammar.
Yeah, so it's these little subtle differences.
好，不知道大家刚刚听懂没？他的意思是说，如果你想跟别人说，请打到我的办公室，这句话不应该是 call me in the office， 不应该是用介词 in， 而应该用到介词 at。Call me at work， 因为你用这个 in the office 的时候，它可能是表示，请你在你自己的办公室给我打电话，你要在办公室打电话才行、而不能去别的地方打这通电话。而 call me at work 就是表示在我工作的时候请你打给我的办公室这个意思。比如说举一个例子啊， so for example, 我现在可以问 Jack, what time can I call you today?
Why don't you call me at work?
他的回答就是为什么你不在我工作的时候打电话给我呢，打到我办公室呢， call me at work。或者说有时候你可能要打一通电话，你不知道应该什么时候打，你就可以说 should I call you at home or at work? 我该打你家里的电话还是打你公司的电话，你这样说了之后别人就会晓得你是在问应该什么时候打这通电话比较方便， right?
Right. Okay, so now we're going to talk about what you should say when you answer the phone. So,
现在我们要来
I'm not finished yet, Sonny.
Sorry.
No,
sorry,
go on. You go.
我们现在要说一说当我们接到电话之后应该怎样说。Okay, your turn.
All right, thank you. So, when you answer the phone and you don't know who it is, first you should introduce yourself. So you would say, this is Jack. You wouldn't say...I am Jack, you'd say, this is Jack.
我相信这一点大家应该很多人都清楚，就是当你接到电话之后，你要说你是谁，不是用 I am blah blah blah, 而是应该说 this is blah blah blah.
Yeah.
比如说 this is Sunny, and this is Jack.
Exactly, yeah. So you should then say, so this is Jack, how can I help you?
Instead of, can I help you, right?
Yeah, it's just more polite to say, how can I help you?
对。这个地方我们应该说然后说到 How can I help you? 而不是说 Can I help you? 这是一种更加礼貌的用法，因为当你说 Can I help you? 这样的时候是一个回答是 yes 或者是 no 的问题，你这样说了之后就有点多此一举的感觉，你直接问别人我应该怎样帮助你，这样会显得更加的礼貌。
So last up today is what to say when you finish your call and you want to be polite about it.
So can I just say that我知道了 and just hang up.
No, you can't.
No.
No, English doesn't translate well. It's like, I know. You can't.
I know.
好了好了好了我知道了好好好
其实在英语中不要这样很草率的就结束一通电话，他们英国人都很讲礼貌的，对不对？
对。
好，我们应该怎么说呢？ So how should we say it?
Well, you should say thank you for your call, or either that, or thank you for calling, or thanks for the call, 都可以。
好，我们应该说 thank you, 或者是 thanks for your call, 或者是 thank you for calling. 那么其实很多人他们会说 thank you for your calling.Is this
wrong? No, that's not right. No.
这个是不对的，为什么呢？因为我们都知道在这个介词 for 后面应该要接一个名词或者是一个动词的 ing 形式。那么在这个地方的 call, thank you for your call, 它就是一个名词是可以的。或者说 thank you for calling, call 后面接了 ing 也是可以的。那么为什么 thank you for your calling 是不对的呢？因为这个 your calling,它的这个 calling 做名词时表示召唤，那么整个句子的意思就变成了谢谢你的召唤，它的意思就发生了改变，所以是不可以的，只能说是 thanks for your call 或者是 thanks for calling。 好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目，如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以啦。好了，今天关于这个 call 这个单词的一些用法虽然说非常简单但是又容易出错的一些用法的讲解呢就到这儿啦，谢谢大家收听我们的节目。 Thanks
for listening and
thank you guys for listening, that was my part.
Oh sorry. I was too eager, so I wanted to say
好，谢谢大家的收听。
为你们打 call。
好我们 Jack 想对大家说一句，就是为你们打 call,
为你们打 call,
加油加油加油
加油加油加油加油。
So, see you guys next time.
See you next time, guys. Bye.